السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونستعيذ به من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters, most of the Islamic centers and mosques throughout the nation have postponed, had made the wise decision to postpone the Friday prayers and other spiritual and religious and educational and social activities. And that is very unfortunate. And that is a very difficult decision to make. But it is a wise decision. And we have to adhere to this decision because it is in the interest of our community and other communities and the American people too. During the times of emergencies, we have to get together. We have to support each other. We have to stand with each other. We have to more understand each other and have solidarity with each other. Number one, my friends, we should not be driven by fear and anxiety. If fear overtakes us during these difficult times, then definitely it is going to impact our decision making. Fear and anxiety create a state of confusion, a state of bewilderment in the human beings. And therefore, they cannot think reasonably. And when someone cannot think reasonably, then he or she are not going to make the right decision in their life. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Remember, we have the strongest refuge, and that is the Holy Quran. And that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have true faith in God, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They find peace, tranquility. They calm down. They calm down in the state of emergencies. When there is an outbreak of fear, that outpaced the outbreak of the disease itself, or the virus itself. In that case, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. We have to resort to the remembrance of God, to remember God, to speak to God, to petition to God, to besiege God, to pray to God, to intensify our relationship with God. Don't forget, this is the medication. People are rushing now to supermarkets. Shelves are almost empty. People are storing food and water, which is good. But what is more important, they have to go back to God. They have to beseech God. رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Only with the remembrance of God, we can find some peace. So no worries, no anxiety, no fear. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Because sometimes fear and anxiety are more detrimental than the disease itself. Be careful. Be careful. The father of the family, the mother of the family, the leader in the community have to reassure his family, his subjects, his community, that they should restore to peace and to God and to dua. And one of the most important dhikr, my friends, Tasbihatu Zahra alayhi salam, 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah. Whenever you are afflicted by fear, resort to this remembrance, the strongest remembrance, the most effective. That is a prescription provided by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the dearest person to him, to the closest person to him, and that is his beloved daughter, Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam. Tasbihatu Zahra. Don't forget. The second guideline is that during these times of trials and tribulations and afflictions, we have to be more responsible and reasonable in handling social media. Do not spread fears. Do not exacerbate the fear that is already found, already there in people's homes and people's hearts. Try to say something good. Try to bring them some salvation. Try to bring them some assurance. Be very careful. Don't spread so-called fake news or rumors. Be very careful. Some of these news are unsubstantiated. They are not true. So we should not contribute. We should be very careful in what we say and what we write, what we type, what we disseminate. Be very careful. Try to bring assurance. I know maybe the matter is very serious. It is serious. But then no one can surpass the power of God. God is there. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. When we resort to God, God is going to be with us. And therefore, my friends, also adhering and heeding the instructions, the guidelines, the guidelines of the public health authorities is very important too. When they say, there are no more gatherings, we advise you, these advisories are important. We have to take them serious. We have to respect them. We live in a society together. If something happens to one family, to one community, to one suburb, to one street, to one household, it's going to affect others too. So when they say, don't go to the mosque, don't go to the church, don't go to the movie theater, don't venture outside unless it is really important, then we have to heed the call. And we have to respect people's dignity and people's life. So we have to heed the call. يَدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. We work together. And then, my friends, the last but not least, what is the immediate solution? Yes, be careful with hygiene, with public health. Wash your hand. Don't touch your face. These things are necessary. If you feel you are sick, then don't go out. Respect other people. But at the same time, we have to beseech God. We have to intensify. I know we pray five times a day, but during these times of affliction, we have to intensify our prayers. We have to go back to God. We have to bring our kids too, to stand, even the little ones, even the babies. And they raise their hand and they pray to God so God can bring relief and God can bring salvation and God can bring solution to the afflicted nations. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. فوقاه الله سيئات ما مكروا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.